It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Tonight on the CSC Sports Journal, we're checking in with Chadron State College Wrestling and head coach Brett Hunter as we are getting towards December and then into the conference season coming up. A lot of wrestling left and a lot of great accomplishments already for your team. Coach, thanks. Appreciate you being here. First of all, how was your Thanksgiving?
Hey, Dave. It was good. It was a little different. We had my wife and kids actually went to her hometown to see her family, and I stayed here and fed some of the guys that couldn't get back home. So it was a little different, but we made it work.
A lot of times we do the talk around Thanksgiving, and I always ask you how you keep them in shape and keep them from diving too much into the pie and all that, considering weight in wrestling is the most important thing, essentially, to get on the mat. I'm sure you had a nice, well-planned meal for your athletes, right?
Yeah, we did. You know, Ashley, she actually prepped everything. So my only job was to plug in crock pots and not screw it up. So no, it was a good meal, and I'm definitely thankful for her and for the guys for coming over and kind of spending that time with us. So
that's great. Coach Brett Hunter with us. Now we'll dive into the season. Coach, let's get into some of your top wrestlers this year. You've got guys that are ranked and veterans on this team, and I think we should start at 133 pounds with Quinn Campbell, a familiar name to CSC sports fans here. He's ranked number 2 in the nation now this week. Last time out in Kearney, you guys hit the mats back over a week ago. He was 4-0. Do you feel like, with what he's done so far this year, he's even better this year than last year's national runner-up season?
Yeah, you know, Quinn, that kid continues to amaze me. I think he's in a better place than he was last year up at this point. You know, he had a great showing at the Kearney Open and, you know, really beat some quality guys. I think he beat 3 guys that are ranked below him in our region, which is good. And then in the finals, he beat a Division I guy who beat the number 7 ranked kid in the country at his weight. So, you know, Quinn's wrestling really well. The biggest thing with Quinn is that he's very consistent in everything that he does in terms of training, and that definitely shows, and that's going to help him down the road. And so very pleased where he's at and with his season, and we look forward to, you know, hopefully he continues to have success down the road.
Coach, a lot of coaches in different sports talk about, you know, their athletes' growth. You see a lot of growth, say, from somebody just starting out in a sport, or maybe their freshman season from high school. There's so much you can see improvement-wise. But when you kind of get up to a level like Campbell, how do you mold him even further to go from, say, national runner-up to take that next level? You know, there's not a whole lot left between that and national champion. How do you get up to that next level? What have you been kind of coaching him up on to try and get even better?
Yeah, you know, Quinn's good enough to be a national champion, and he knows that, and we know that as a staff. And so really our biggest thing is just obviously make sure that he stays healthy. And we're giving, you know, good guidance in terms of nutrition, training, and sleeping, and those type of things. And so we're really, from the technical standpoint, we're just making sure that, you know, he fixed a few things. He continues to grow in terms of evolve in the sport and learn and develop and just continue just to stay healthy. And if we can do that, I think he's going to be set up to have another good run at the end of the year. And really, we just need to make sure that he just gets to where he needs to go, and we just kind of help him guide and guide him down that road. So,
CSC Wrestling Head Coach Brett Hunter, our guest on the CSC Sports Journal, brought to you by Nebraska Bank here tonight. Let's move up to the 141-pound weight class, Coach, where you have Ethan Leek. He has cracked the top 12 this week in the national poll. He did well in Kearney, but wasn't able to finish with an injury. Talk about that for us and what you're looking ahead at with Ethan. Hopefully he's going to be healthy and good to go.
Yeah, you know, Ethan, just the way he wrestles, it's exciting. Very unorthodox wrestler, and you know, he came to us from Northern Colorado. He's been in our system for, this is his third year now, and he's always been right there. And as you noted, you know, he is a top 12 guy right now, and you know, hopefully that we can continue to climb that ladder. But you know, he had a great tournament at Kearney, and we just on the backside coming back, I think he won 4 matches in a row, and we just as a staff thought, you know, we didn't want to take any chances with him, and you know, he was wrestling really well, but I could see that there was a few things going on, some things that were kind of lingering, and so we just decided to pull him. And you know, and nothing concerning. It's just when you have a 6-year guy that's been wrestling and grinding, that we need to make sure that we give those guys some rest every now and then. And you know, I think we actually have 4 6-year guys in our lineup, so we got to be a little strategic with those guys, especially at open tournaments when you know they're piling matches up and they're wrestling hard. And and so we got to continue to just be smart with their training moving forward. That's something we did with Ethan.
Coach, wrestling in college, wrestlers are pound for pound among the strongest, most toughest athletes in college sports. Of course, you know that very well from your days and coaching this team. And I imagine with Ethan, was it really hard to pull him out of that that event? I could see him kind of arguing to want to stay in or say, hey, I got this, I can stay in. But you said you noticed something. It wasn't some obvious injury that he was, you know, they stopped the match and they take him out. You noticed something. Was he kind of arguing to get back in there and try to keep on the match?
Yeah, I mean, he's a competitor. He wants to compete. And, you know, but that's something, you know, I spoke with a couple guys going into that tournament that this might be a possibility that we do this. And so, but he was fully aware of it. But obviously, yeah, he's a competitor. He wants to compete. And, you know, he wanted to finish third. But we just decided it was better just to pull him.
All right, Coach, let's move on to the heavyweights now. 285, you've got Mason Watt, another veteran on the squad. He's checking in at 7th nationally in the polls. How is his season progressing along for you?
Yeah, you know, Mason is Mason. He's probably the most consistent guy that we have in our program. Shows up every day and works hard. And I would say where he's at right now is further along than we expected. You know, his situation is a little different. Again, another 6-year guy. You know, his training partners look a little different than most. He doesn't have as many training partners that some of our other guys have. So we got to be strategic with Mason as well in terms of training and wrestling. And but he's right where we need him to be. You know, he took made the finals at UNK, lost in the finals to a Nebraska Kearney kid who's nationally ranked, and so we'll have a rematch there in a couple weeks, or actually next week. So, you know, Mason, we're proud of where he's at right now and his effort, and we'll put him in the best place to be successful next week.
We've got head coach Brett Hunter with Chadron State Wrestling on the program here tonight. And, Coach, a guy that was ranked in the preseason, some good expectations, obviously, at 184 pounds for Keegan Gelhausen. He was ranked 8th nationally in the preseason, but we haven't seen him on the results sheet yet this year. Is he battling an injury this year that's keeping him off the mats, or what is keeping him away?
Yeah, so no, Keegan Gelhausen, he actually had shoulder surgery last May. And just yesterday, he got cleared to start competing and start going live and wrestling in the practice room. So exciting news for Keegan and the program. Now, I'm not sure exactly what the timetable will be in terms of when I actually let him compete. We may hold him out, until January, or we may see if we can squeeze him in maybe next week or the week after. So, but yeah, he had shoulder surgery, and typically that's a 6-month recovery. And Keegan is a perfect example of doing the right things, and he took care of it. And, you know, he just got clear to go. And so, we're going to have to be a little smart with that. You know, we're excited to get him back, but we don't want to rush it. And so,
sure.
Exciting news, and you should see him soon.
Yeah, that's great news to have him coming back off the shoulder surgery rehab. And in his absence, who have you been looking to kind of step up and keep things steady at 184 pounds in his absence? And great experience for those guys, too, that get an opportunity.
Sure, yeah. You know, we had a veteran guy, Rowdy File. He's been in a program since his fourth year, and he really did a tremendous job. And, you know, and we still got to work through that situation in terms of what we're going to do at that weight. Obviously, Keegan and his success, but Rowdy's done a really good job. And you got to be fair with things, and so we're going to work through that. But proud of Rowdy and what he's done, and we look forward to Rowdy. If he wrestles next week against Kearney, and we know he'll go out and battle. And so excited for at that weight class. We have two really good guys, and definitely looking forward to working through that situation.
Brett Hunter, CSC Wrestling Coach, is on our show and podcast here tonight, the CSC Sports Journal. Coach, you've mentioned the UNK duel already a couple of times, and I was really excited looking at our talk today and getting to visit with you about this. So let's get into it now. The fans are going to love it. CSC hosting Nebraska Kearney December 8th. That is a Friday night here in Shadron. What an awesome opportunity for all the local fans to see really some great wrestling. Can you give us a match preview there? You already mentioned that one rematch. That's exciting. What are we all going to see against Kearney, and how excited are the guys?
Yeah, you know, everyone knows how good Nebraska Kearney is. You know, they won a national championship 2 years ago. They're good again. They're extremely deep. Their backups are very, very good. Obviously, their stars are very good. And so we know that it's going to be a challenge for us. We knew going into the season that this would be our best opportunity to beat these guys. And, you know, they've kind of had their way with us the past 5 to 10 years. And so we knew this was, you know, this would be our best opportunity, and we're excited about the opportunity, and hopefully we can put 10 guys out there that are healthy and ready to wrestle hard and you know, not be intimidated or scared, you know. And so, no, we're excited about the opportunity. It's going to be a blackout night next Friday, December 8th, and, you know, hopefully we'll have 10 great matches in a full house that we can help our guys be successful.
Yeah, we need a full crowd there, big crowd to come in and really make it rowdy and rocking inside Chicoine Center for you. I can't wait for it. I know the fans are going to show up and really help try to boost us past the Lopers in this next matchup, Coach. Going to be fun. You do have an event actually before that, though, as well. There's a ton of wrestling to go before we hit regionals in March. What should we first keep an eye on for at the Bob Smith Open in Hayes, Kansas this weekend, the event prior to UNK coming to our house?
Yeah, you know, it's an opportunity for some of our backups or our freshmen to get some matches in. And, you know, we won't send any of our core, our core starters. But there's going to be a few guys that we're going to send. We still got to wire out, you know, figure out in terms of weight classes. And so, you know, we're going to send about 12 to 15 guys. And just a great opportunity for these guys to get matches before Christmas break. And we look forward to those guys just competing and becoming better wrestlers and just get matches.
And with all those matches coming up here before regionals, we're getting into that meat of the schedule, the middle part of the season. You have big conference duels coming up. As you kind of look ahead and start getting prepared for regionals and hopefully some more national championship opportunities, what do you really want to see from your team over, let's say, the next month and then moving forward?
I think the biggest thing that I want to see is just consistency, staying positive, because our sport is difficult, you know, and going to practice and not having much, you know, in your tank, not much fuel in your tank. And, you know, things can be very difficult. And then you add the academics. And so, just guys staying positive and understanding, you know, these are just moments and they're going to pass. And we just got to stay consistent in our training and stay positive. And that's the biggest thing I'm looking for. And if we do that, I think we're going to be set up for some success before Christmas break.
Coach, it's exciting as always to visit with you about CSC wrestling, off to a really good season at this point, and looking forward to that UNK duel and seeing all the success moving forward this year and into 2024. We'll catch up with you again soon about CSC wrestling and the team. Thanks again for joining us on the CSC Sports Journal. That's head coach Brett Hunter.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSC Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Chadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
A community bank and your financial partner. That's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above average cup of coffee. Visit any of our four Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.